From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Richard Moody reports for Columbia Green Media that Kinderhook Town Supervisor Pat Grattan is not running for a sixth term this year and retiring after 30 years in public service. Grattan, a Republican, said, and I quote, "I have had 10 wonderful years, 5 terms, serving as town supervisor of the town and on the Columbia County Board of Supervisors. I am a believer in self-imposed term limits, and I feel it is time to step aside and give someone else a chance to serve," end quote. Grattan is currently majority leader on the County Board of Supervisors. He began as Kinderhook Town Councilperson in 1986 and also served as deputy supervisor for 4 years, and also as the town's budget officer. Grattan was also mayor of the village of Valencia from 1991 to 1997, and also later was Valencia's village attorney and a member of the village planning board. Grattan said, and I quote, "I love this country and the community because it provided me with so many opportunities. Public service was a way to give back to the community, a small way to give back for all it has done for me," end quote. December 31st will be his last day. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mallory Monet reports in the Albany Times-Union that 36 state assembly members, though none representing the Hudson Valley, signed a letter this week urging the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Christian Nielsen to cut back U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrests around New York State courthouses. The Immigrant Defense Project reported last week that ICE courthouse arrests in New York increased 1,700% since 2016, and the Albany Times-Union reported 2 weeks ago that there were at least 18 ICE arrests at courthouses in the Capital Region last year. Assembly members want ICE to add courthouses to the sensitive locations list, where arrests are prohibited alongside hospitals, schools, places of worship, and public demonstrations. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Patricia Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County legislator Hector Rodriguez announced a few days ago that he would not seek another term. On February 13th, Rodriguez posted an apology on Facebook for communicating with women in a way that, and I quote, "made them uncomfortable." The 8-term New Platts Democrat wrote, and I quote, "I am sorry. I offer no excuses nor any defense. I am still learning the details at this time about those I may have offended or hurt," end quote. Rodriguez had previously claimed he was not seeking another term because the office, and I quote, "took a personal toll on me for many years," end quote, and that he was, and I quote, "looking forward to taking time after his term to take stock and live a better life," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Daniel Zuckerman reports for Columbia Green Media that organizers of the Green County Youth Fair want to build a permanent pavilion in the Angelo Cana Town Park in Cairo. Every year, at the end of July, the Youth Fair would get a place for booths to stay out in the rain, and the town would get a pavilion to use the rest of the year. Youth Fair President Alex Junks said in a recent town meeting, and I quote, "We haven't put a lot of work into this yet because we wanted to talk to the town first. We'd like to just continue working with the board over the next couple of months to get some set plans in place," end quote. Resident Lou O'Connor thought the proposal was a good idea. O'Connor said, and I quote, "In the wintertime, there's something we could build an ice rink inside. That would be ideal what we talked about in the past," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a happy Valentine's Day and a pleasant tomorrow.